I'm Dan Clufstad. Illinois will likely take in $3 billion less this fiscal year than projected 2 months ago. Mary Hansen has more on what this shortfall means for the state's current spending plan.
The deadline extension to June for filing income taxes is the biggest reason for the shortfall, according to the governor's office. Job loss and a drop-off of sales tax and gambling revenue also contribute. Governor J.B. Pritzker says short-term borrowing, moving money between funds, and spending cuts will help cover the gap.
This is not the path any of us would choose under normal circumstances, but it is the best path available to us.
The governor's office estimates Illinois will still run a deficit of $255 million for the fiscal year that ends in June. The picture doesn't get any better from there. The governor's proposed budget for next fiscal year could be as much as $7 billion short. I'm Mary Hansen.
New Yorkers will soon have to wear face masks when they go to the grocery store or ride on public transit. Illinois Governor Pritzker says he's considering a similar requirement to slow the spread of COVID-19.
Anything that we can do going forward that will, protect people and at the same time make it more likely that we can have slightly, different conditions for stay at home, better conditions, is a good move.
Pritzker says the requirement would keep the 6 feet apart rule. He began recommending that residents wear masks 2 weeks ago, and he said that they make it less likely the person wearing it will spread the disease to others. Meanwhile, Governor Pritzker said he spoke with other Midwestern governors about how the region should reopen once COVID-19 appears to be contained. East and West Coast governors had similar talks. Pritzker mentioned the discussions at his daily briefing, in which he said the state is making progress on flattening the upward curve of the disease. However, he would not say when the stay-at-home order might be eased. The governors are talking about what comes next, but the when remains undecided. Pritzker noted, quote, "How much we can do and how fast we can do it is going to be dependent on what we hear from the epidemiologists and the doctors," unquote. I'm Dan Clufstad. Stay tuned to this NPR station for updates and analysis on the COVID-19 response.
I'm Leah Lerner. The state of Illinois recorded more than 1,300 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, along with 80 additional deaths. Locally, 8 additional cases were reported in southern Illinois: Jackson, Jefferson, Johnson, Pulaski, Union, Williamson, and Washington counties are all reporting new cases. Health experts say they expect more cases to be confirmed over the coming days and weeks. They continue to urge people to continue the social distancing measures and say the stay-at-home order is helping slow the increases. The governor's shelter-in-place order has many Illinoisans home and looking for something to do. Some are doing projects outside to enjoy the warm weather, but as WSIU's Benji Jeffords reports, they could be digging near a gas or water line.
Joint Utility Locating Information for Excavators, or JULI, is a free service that locates all buried utility lines by going online or calling 811. JULI's Damage Prevention Manager for Southern Illinois, Roger Watwood, says there's a few steps to do before you call.
Call minimum 2 days ahead of time. Always mark your area with white paint.
Watwood says every digging project needs a JULI request, and he says always be cautious when you are digging.
It can just provide you with the horizontal location of where it's placed, not the depth of it.
So Watwood says without knowing the line's location, the risk of personal injury, property damage, or service interruptions are greatly increased. For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.
Two people are dead following a crash in Williamson County. That crash closed part of Route 166 for 3.5 hours yesterday. Illinois State Police say the names of those killed are being withheld pending family notification.